Chris Hipkins, as Prime Minister, comes face to face with business leaders. For the first time in the role today, Auckland Business Chamber will host him for a roundtable discussion. And CEO of the Chamber, Simon Bridges, is with us this morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
Good to get into his face early in the piece. What's the buzz around business leaders about the change?
Well, look, there's no doubt they're keen to get in the room, and so it's going to be a packed room to see him. I mean, I think that the centres is a really good start, and the reasons for that is actually, you know, that the symbolism of his first meeting being with business does matter. It shows that he gets it. He gets the sense that businesses are what drive an economy, and in the end, pay for the things that he and Kiwis care about, like good health, education, and law and order. I think also his first signals about what's important to him and his prime ministership have been very good, right? I mean, a sense that he's going to clear away some of the transformational, so-called transformational policies that I think businesses say right now that whatever you think are extravagances, and he's going to come back to basics, or those bread and butter issues, as he says. You know, and they are business confidence, which is at all-time lows, crime, cost of living, immigration settings. And so, yeah, well, the proof is in the pudding. We'll be wanting over time, I think, to see a simple, clear plan around those big issues. But the fact that he recognises they are the issues, the fact that he's getting in quick to talk with business, they're very good signs.
What's on your wish list then? Beyond top of that would be crime, would it, in particularly in Auckland Central?
Well, you know, when we surveyed small and medium businesses, I mean, what you see is crime is a really big issue. And this is not just some media sort of beat up. This is what our business people are seeing. And so that is, technically speaking, if you want to put it that way, top. I mean, then comes in inflation and cost of living, right? And we see that again in other surveys, that a sense that those costs that bite for households also bite for businesses. They really affect their profitability and
to do things. What would you expect him to do to influence that?
Well, if you think about inflation, I mean, one thing he can do is if he strips away those so-called transformational policies, the likes of a TVNZ merger, the likes of Three Waters, the likes of job insurance scheme and other bits and pieces besides, he is stripping away costs that comes from government. And I'm not going to suggest that that's the be-all and end-all when it comes to the inflation numbers we see, but it would help. And I think it would be a meaningful kind of gesture from him that, you know, he's not just watching others having to trim their or tighten their belts. He and government is also doing that.
What's the new mayor been like? Much more of a business-oriented man. Has he made any difference yet?
Look, I think you're right. He is business-oriented. I think he had a heck of a campaign. And, you know, I think many business people would say the issues that he campaigned on were absolutely the right ones. But as the saying goes, you know, campaigning is poetry and governing is prose. And so what he's now got to do, and I think it's a big year for him, what he's now got to do is execute some of those things. Look, he doesn't have to execute at all. Actually, if it's a proportion of the things he's campaigned on, I think he'll go down as a good mayor. And so that's what business is looking for from him.
Thanks so much, Simon Bridges, Auckland Chamber CEO.